Welcome everybody, Shir number 753, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're going through a few different various interesting halachas, important halachas, which pertain to between when one makes a bracha and taking the first bite, and in conjunction with our simin, which is simin kuf samach zayin, which is more along the lines of the hamotzi, but it's lav dafka hamotzi. It could go for anything, anytime a person makes a bracha on a food or even on a mitzvah, for that matter. So, what an interesting thing brings down the Sefer Oitzvah Halach, as we've been talking about, again, various different, how long, the time delay. We said the Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and that's the amount of time you can wait in between to pause and so on. So, the question comes up, what about if somebody makes a bracha in a place, or there's a place that's not so clean, or there's a smell, or whatever the case is, they can't make a bracha there, so they have to like make a bracha in the other room and then come, and for whatever reason they can't, the food is in the other room, so they have to sort of like walk from room to room. Is that a problem? And case in time, let's say it happens that they can't take the food with them for whatever the reason is. It could be various different examples that comes up. So, and they have to make the bracha in the other room because the room that the food is in, they can't make the bracha, whether it smells or there's something there that, whatever the case is, they can't make the bracha. Okay. So we said, brings down the Sefer, Oitzvah Halachas in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Chof Aleph. He says, is also, he brings down from the Shvile David, actually, that the Maisa, that the walking, the Maisa Hilach Havei Hefzik Bein Bracha LeMitzvah, when it comes between, and he brings this down also from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that walking between a Bracha and the Mitzvah is Taka a Hefzik, this clarifies an interruption, and the same thing will be between the Bracha and the food. So the bottom line is, one should be careful not to start walking around after they make the bracha, before they take the first bite. And obviously in conjunction with mitzvahs also, but we're not talking about it right now. It's just Agav Orchah, he mentions it on the bottom, but we want to talk about the bracha and the food, bracha and the moitzi and the bread. But again, this applies to anything. A person's taking an apple, you make a bird priya eats, right? You want to start eating right away and not to have to walk around. Besides the fact, we said more than the time it takes to say, for a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that's considered a hefsik, but now we're seeing that that actual walking is also a hefsik, it's also an interruption. He says, interesting, he brings down from the Nimukei Er Chaim and so on, that arise from different places, that even from the person shouldn't go out of his dalad amas, he shouldn't go out of his four amas, his surrounding four amas. So I just want to read from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how he brings it down in conjunction with this walking issue, as far as when one makes a bracha and they're going to eat. So he brings it again, and now with Simon Kuf Samach Zayin and Ois Tes, his tests at the end, he says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Tzarech Lizor Gamken Shalei Leilich Mimakim Lamakim. One should also be careful once they make the bracha not to go from place to place, Ad She Yivla, until they swallow the food. So we see the Shulchan Aruch Harav is telling us till you swallow, not just between taking the first bite, but mamish till you swallow. Why? He says, because Ki Alicha Mimakim Lamakim, for the going from one place to another, is chashuva hefsek, has a din of a hefsek. So brings down a din of a hefsek, has a din of a interruption. And so brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So again, it's not just the taking the first bite, but also swallowing. That's how he brings it down. Ela imkein, ah. But ela imkein, there is a exception. Ela imkein, he letzarech huachila, unless it's for the eating, right? I make the bracha, and if it's for the eating, which we'll see some examples, in other words, for whatever reason, I couldn't, my food is in the other room, there's a smell, there's whatever the case is, I couldn't make the bracha, and I also can't bring the food to where I am. So, ela im kein hi letzarech achila, she'oz is mutter, he says, lechatchila. Then it will be mutter lechatchila, it will be mutter across the board, it's mutter lechatchila, imi yafshe be'inyin acher. If there's no way out, right, again, there's various different cases that could come up, or for whatever the case is, I can't, the food is in the other room, I'm over here, and I have to make the bracha here, I'm not allowed to make a bracha there for whatever the reason is, a smell or whatever, something there, and I can't bring the food to me, so then it's impossible. I have to eat. He says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's not clean, like we said, and I can't take the food to me. So it would have a din of kedi eved, like you know, I'm shasat chak, I'm stuck. What am I supposed to do? Right? I have to eat. So then one would be allowed to make a bracha and then go eat the food in the other room or whatever the case might be. Okay, so now Shulchan Aruch Rav, he ends off with one thing, the important thing. V'husha beis ha-makoymais on one condition. Good, you want to go to the other room, you can make the bracha here, whatever. It's not clean, like we said. V'husha beis ha-makoymais, but it's one condition. The two places, in other words, the place I made the bracha and the place where the food is, shebeis ha-makoymais hu b'bayis echad. It's all in one house. So he explains that it has to be in one house. You can't start making a bracha and then walking down the block, you know, and that's not going to cut it. It's all in the one house. Just in this room, I can't do it. In the other room, whatever the case is, I have to go room to room. So then it's fine, but not to start going from house to house. Okay, so that's basically the bottom line as far as that goes. Again, just to chazrov, and like we said, the same thing, not just by food itself, not just by moitzi, by any food, and by berachas and mitzvahs also. A person is not supposed to be walking around. So just to chazrov real quickly again, and he says also not to go out of the Dalarama. So initially, preferably, one should, l'chatchila, for sure, you make a bracha, have the food with you. You're supposed to hold on to what we mentioned quite a number of times in your right hand. I mean, what's the most opportune, the best way to make a bracha? You have the food in your right hand, you make the bracha, and you start eating. Again, bread, not bread, it's bread we spoke about, you put 10 fingers on and so on. Okay, but even any food, right? Let's say I have an apple, let's say I have a whatever, I have a cookie in my hand. So I take the cookie in my right hand, lefty puts it in his left hand, and you take the cookie in your right hand if you're righty, and make the bracha, and then I go ahead and eat. So obviously you're supposed to have it in your hand. But, you know, moving down the road, as they say, there's various different situations come up. So even, so then if it's on the table or whatever, not to start moving around more than Dalaramis. And then we said not even to go from room to room, but worst case scenario, but the evidence, somebody's stuck, like we said, it's not clean, it smells or whatever, and they can't make the bracha, then the food they can't bring to them, for whatever the reason is. So then, b'shas hadchak, like we saw from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, brings down the Sefer HaShalachas, one will be allowed to walk from room to room, as long as it's all under one roof, and in one house. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.